And we are back. Hey, everybody, welcome to Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, part
35.
We are right this time.
We are once again. I've got it pulled up, so I couldn't be wrong. I did that on purpose. We are once again. Sans,
we found my 20.
My 20.
Her 20. Well,
your 20 that I've been using.
Continue, please.
We are once again without Ray as the officiator, but we have Chad, and he seems to still continue to do what we will call a passable job.
Thanks.
Ain't no problem,
buddy. We're getting by.
I mean, he, he's almost able to keep the inmates in check.
Almost.
He's trying. It's all that matters.
But the asylum is so close to overrunning him. That said, we just finished combat with a bunch of assholes who were serving yet another asshole of the Gozer variety.
We're not assholes.
No, we are. We're but, assholes.
I like to think we're more of the prickish type.
Fair Probably.
Enough. There you go. There you go, Fane. They're a pack of pricks. We're a pack of assholes. Does that make you feel better?
Prick holes. That's what we are total.
Yeah, a prick and an asshole, they get along pretty well.
When we party out, we're prick holes.
Kesley
gets it. See?
She does not seem amused.
You're not
it's
amused?
Okay.
Okay. Well,
we love you all the same.
Keep whispering all the way over there where the mics are.
I'm not amused.
There's
more of us than there are of you anyway, so let's get this going.
we were dealing with the spoils of war, as it were, and a surprise for Raymond. Hope you enjoy it, Ray, because I know you're going to listen. And that's kind of where we left things off. Also, it was all Chad.
I want you
to understand it was all Chad.
He's going to be so mad at me.
All the magic items came from Chad. I had zero input at all. I didn't know it was happening until it happened, and he said, Ray will either get mad or he won't, and if he gets mad, he gets mad.
Tough titties.
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. Ray's the kind of DM where if he doesn't like the magical items that I doled out, which none of them are game-breaking, you can just rob the party.
Yeah, he will either find some way to steal them from us or get them disenchanted. He will do something if he does not care for them.
It makes me glad that I'm a guest star on this, and I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
but that said, he's also more than generous with the bullshit we pull.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Fair enough.
Which is why we've gotten away with murdering I don't know how many people and covering it up.
There is absolutely nothing better than burning a village to the ground and blaming it on the bad guy.
Are you guys still hungry?
These guys know our play.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly how I play with my main
group. There was three pieces left and I wasn't touching them.
If you want them, take them, brother.
Are you sure?
Okay, so
I'm a fat ass. So.
We are now all...
Hold on, the guy with decent pecs just said he was a fat ass.
Oh, dude. He will eat out...
I don't care what a sexual preference is.
I said that backwards.
I don't care what a sexual preference is. He, like, he says he's a fat ass.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting over here sucking my stomach in, as I have been all night.
Uh-huh.
Because it's fucking shameful when I wear the shirt.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like a size too small for me at this point.
Uh-huh.
Which is funny, because right now, if you didn't well, you might not know this, because, you know, you can't really see what we're wearing here, but he's wearing a Dungeons & Dragons shirt.
It's my D&D shirt. It's what I always wear when we play D&D.
But it is about, you know, a size too small.
Did you just grab your boobies?
I did.
Honka honka.
Which is no different than what your brother did all afternoon to your shirt, going, what's this guy? What's this guy?
Wait, what?
Her three-year-old brother.
Just shut up and eat your pizza.
Okay, so, you just finished killing off an orc for the third
time. A pack of unfriendly assholes.
Yes.
They started it.
They did start it.
True.
They very much in a very serious way started that shenanigan.
Fane.
Yeah.
Do you think you could find them? Do you think you could track them, where they came from?
Well, possibly.
Do you think you could do it after we camped?
Possibly.
We could all definitely...
You're not really instilling confidence.
We could all definitely use some help here.
Do you think the bear could help?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You should
have this. Oh, possibly.
Oh, yeah. All right, fuck us. can you guys sit farther from the table? I feel like I feel like the mics are almost hearing you.
Okay, so
I know you could sit like right outside the bathroom, and that would be really about as far in the room as you can get
so
from that mic.
You guys have a couple options here.
They could stop talking like 12-year-old Dutch girls. That would help.
You could take a long rest. You could take a short rest and use hit dice and be down the spells that you've used. You could follow the tracks as best as you could and then see if you could camp closer to where you were trying to get to.
That sounds like a trap.
I'm just saying... I highly suggest a long rest.
You highly suggest a long rest.
Well,
you
I
want
a
long
take
rest.
A long rest.
You want to take a long rest.
I'm saying short rest. I want to kill more people.
I'm guessing that's not a toy.
That's 3-1 right now. What's the other
it
two?
It looks set? Like it
yeah,
might
squeaker.
Have been a squeaky toy at one point.
Okay. So.
At one point, yeah.
Leave it to the dogs.
You know, if you're going to rely on Fane to.
I'll do a short.
Light to Fane and the bear.
Maybe you should, I don't know, maybe a little DM suggestion. Maybe Fane should see if she could catch their trail before you make a decision.
Why don't we see if I can catch their trail before we make a decision?
Well,
good
gosh.
Choice.
Why don't you roll for perception?
That's a brilliant idea.
That'd be survival.
That's going to be a survival check.
Yeah. Oh, we're going survival.
Yeah,
survival's right. For traps.
Just for shits and giggles, I look like the DM right now.
You do.
You do. Okay. You look like
repping
a DM.
That D&D I wouldn't argue that. If you were to walk in right now and be like, hey, I'm the DM, I wouldn't argue. I'd be like, all right.
I'm doing it because I'm equally fit to run either a hate group or be a member of the cartel.
Okay.
Fair enough. Why not both?
You walk around and you see these numbnuts were not trying to hide their tracks. This is a pretty easy track to follow. And you're fairly confident, unless it rains, it's going to be there for a minute.
I'm willing to take that risk, Lash.
Well, hold on now.
Tired.
Hold on now. He said it's going to rain.
No.
That's
no,
what I said. Hold
fair,
on, because that's a
fair,
pretty specific
unless
thing.
Unless it rains.
Yeah, that means it's going to rain.
God, is that you now?
He's not wrong.
Is this like payback?
In all seriousness, he
is
wasn't
this
wrong.
Is this you're fucking me now?
I thought the same thing.
Oh my god, just heal us and we'll go.
We're
that's
about
fair.
To take a 10-foot cock and a 5-foot body.
Cleric up. And ranger.
Healers!
Yeah.
Do your my fucking job, cleric.
Who's lowest?
There's nothing. There's nothing.
Does it smell like dragon?
Can we roll for luck?
I mean, there are two... dead dragon-ish things in your camp. Yeah, it kind of smells like dragon.
Fair enough. I asked for that one.
Now,
I can make it not smell like dragon if you'd prefer.
Nope.
Is there you,
no one
nope.
like fresh baked
I bread? Respect you, though.
I could
nope.
fuck them.
You could. Do you think that dragon scales on your penis sounds like a good time?
I can make it smell appealing.
You could make it smell appealing.
Make
appearing.
It smell appealing.
And then I could fuck them.
We get
you
it where
could.
We fit in.
You could. So what do you want to do? You want to eat this? This seems
I don't know.
Like,
I'm kind of curious how that plays out.
You want to? You
it is, in fact, a
I
mean, bold move, Cotton.
I don't.
All right, let's.
I don't want to see, but I kind of feel like I have to.
It's one of those I can't look away things.
Yeah.
Whatever you're gonna decide, I have to roll for. I want to roll for it.
Oh, Jesus. Let me see your character sheet here. I need to...
Yeah. Here you go.
Defense. While he's making those decisions,
uh-huh.
I'm going to go over to one of the dead dragon cannon and just lay my hand on it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it smell like a female dwarf.
Okay.
Whichever one he's doing that to is the one I'm going to fuck.
Okay.
And I am going to make... I'm going to make it
just
so...
children
here,
right?
All of the open wounds on one side...
Uh-huh.
Smell like lilac.
Yeah, almost like they're highlighted.
Okay. Make me a medicine check to see if you can figure out a spot to stick your prick.
I hope I've helped.
I think you have.
Right, you said a medicine.
Medicine check, yes.
Well, that's 10.
So an 11? You think you found a spot.
Keyword being think.
You think you found a spot.
Right.
It's up to you.
I can only do so much.
Bite the pillow while I'm going in dry.
Okay.
Don't watch, sweetheart.
My eyes. Didn't think that he'd go for it, but okay. Make me just a strength check.
I can deal with that one.
Yeah, you can.
That's a nat 20.
Okay. You thrust good and hard. Roll me a 6.
Please roll a 5.
No. Just we're playing odds or evens here.
That is a 5.
Okay, roll me another. Roll it again.
And a 1.
So 6.
So 2 odds.
Right.
It is the most excruciating pain that you've ever felt in your entire life.
On a net 20? How is that fair?
Oh, life is often not.
You thrust. You got a good thrust. But you also rolled an 11 on the medicine check.
That's fair.
So what you thought was a spot was a wound in between two scales.
It fucking burns!
And,
Why did I do this?
You tell me.
And Mongo was the retort.
He's not wrong. Like, that's Mongo did make better choices than you around this time.
And,
you fucked the damn thing back to life and it
beats
you down. That's
a 5. That's 15 points of damage.
Even with my armor class being a 16.
You have no armor.
You're inside of another thing. Armor class is not an issue.
This was essentially, I found a spot, thrust, pump, pump.
You're a 2-pump choke. That's even worse.
I need a cleric!
I'll give you the option if you want to pump again.
You won't. No balls. You won't.
Me
no
balls are already on fire, mate. Let's go again.
That's dive. 6. So that's 21 points total.
Why would I do that? It was so annoying. No matter what, I was taking another damage on that.
Yes, you were.
Just roll damage. Let's make it easy.
So that's 4 pumps. You good?
A 4-pump chump? Damn. So I remember my first
you've
time.
You pretty much given me the option to fuck myself to death.
Yes.
I remember my first time. It's cool. I get it. It's understandable, bro.
You can stop and be done and say that you did this once.
If you're weak, I mean.
I'm done. That was a bad idea. I need a cleric. I might have chlamydia.
You got Komodo dragon chlamydia. How's that feel?
It fucking burns.
Actually, these are black. I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Please get penis poisoning. Please do.
Because black dragons have acid.
I don't want it.
One.
You, sir, are poisoned.
Oh, my God. Don't heal him.
Oh, yes, don't.
And you take.
He decided to fuck the dragon.
I wasn't waiting
die.
On healing him.
You take another 5.
Hold on, that was minus the 13.
So
minus 10.
So that's 26 total.
You're down to 9.
And you're,
you won't again.
You are
you won't, no
poisoned.
Balls. It was worth it. Anybody in favor of a long rest now?
I'm in favor of a long rest.
Alright, that's 4-1. We're taking a
okay.
Long rest. Wait, did she pick up on the tracks?
Yeah,
she did.
She, as long as it doesn't rain, you're good.
Well, we really shouldn't wait,
you're saying
guys.
That, I feel like it might rain.
I feel like it's... I can almost guarantee it's going to rain.
I really need a long rest.
Percentage.
This, actually, yeah, we're going
to...
I
want to
see percentage for
say,
it.
Hey.
Oi!
I'll heal poison?
You'll heal his poison?
No. No. Okay, hold on. I'm not healing him, just the poison.
So you're going to bless the restoration
but not
and get rid of poison.
For it. That's still a blessing.
So you don't have to worry about any further damage from poison.
It's just the fact that I've got, you know,
yeah,
I'm pretty much fucking dead.
So, so you can go ahead and take your long rest.
I'm going to set up camp.
Yeah.
These assholes seem to have things under control.
Yeah.
Hey, we're pricks. We
so
read.
So, who's going to take the first watch?
Well, what's going on, folks?
Oh. Indeed. Indeed.
Me dick's on fire, mate. I ain't taking the first watch.
Motherfucker disappears.
You'll take first watch?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, I'll take two.
No. The clerics don't take the first watch. You take the first watch.
The clerics need their
rest.
Can
one of the clerics be nice enough to heal me up just in case something happens?
To be fair, the clerics only need 4 hours of rest.
That's
per,
true.
Per their racial.
Yeah, per their racial, they only need 4 hours. That's
exactly
fine.
How much do I need?
You need a full 8.
Mm-hmm. I'll take
a hefty boy.
I'll take second watch. The kids and I.
Okay.
Resting is hacky.
Yes, if you take a long rest, you will awake and have no damage.
Oh. I mean, I'll take watch, but someone's gonna have to heal me up a little bit.
I got you.
Okay.
There you go. The actual cleric.
Holy shit.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All it took was me fucking a dragon.
I tell you what.
That was your own choice. I didn't take
roll
that.
A perception check for your watch. We'll see if it actually matters how much he's going to heal you up.
It's going to matter.
What's that?
He got a 3.
Plus?
So, perception is intelligence, right?
Yes.
Wisdom.
So,
it's wisdom. It's not intelligence.
Oh, right. Wisdom.
So, 4.
Okay. So, nothing happens. Your watch?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
If I send one of the birds out and keep the one that gives me night vision, am I making one roll or two? Or how are we doing that?
With advantage.
One with advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of hope something does happen. It's kind of curious.
I know. It would be nice to get a solid 8 hours of rest and, you know, 17. Not be close 17. To dead.
Okay.
Well, that's
worth your dragon to death.
It was worth it.
Was it?
It was.
During your watch, you hear something in the distance. It stays at a distance. It doesn't come close. It sounds similar to the party that you heard previous. They're not coming this way.
Okay. All right.
Who's taking third watch?
I'll take third watch.
You'll take third watch?
I'll pass my knowledge on to him when he wakes up for third watch.
That was rolling 20?
Just a 20. Add your perception.
Did not see the need to pass that
What's
on
What's my health at?
6, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12.
12. Okay.
It's more important that you rest than anyone else.
You again hear what sounds like a party of these people. They stay at a distance.
Okay.
They're not coming your way. They sound a ways off.
I can make the choice to report that to the next guard, right?
Oh, no. It's morning now.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give it a 25% chance to rain. Would you like that to be the high 25% or the low
25%? Oh, go high.
Low.
Low? So, 0 to 25?
Sure.
Okay. Did not rain overnight.
I wish you'd paused.
Huh?
I wish you would pause there.
Why?
Because I was going to play it off.
It always makes good.
That's okay. Good, so it is now
I was
morning.
Totally play it off.
Good tension.
I got my full 8 hours.
You got your full 8 hours.
Woo! You need the beauty rest.
All right then.
You're back up. You're back up to full.
Everybody
is back up to full.
Back up to full.
Any spellcasters got all their spellcasting slots back?
Interrogative. I told you it'd be worth fucking the dragon.
You're still a retard, and Mongo's now smarter than you.
Yeah, worth it.
The big guy does seem like he maybe has a little more going on.
I'm a little bit more emotional.
Everybody make me a...
I can respect that.
Investigation.
Oh.
Can I just...
Oh, no. Yeah. Perception check. I need...
Perception?
I need, okay. I'm sorry. Perception check.
Shit, all I do.
Fuck.
Here.
22.
Here. Have a 20.
I'll take a 20.
Nine. I got 15.
16.
16.
9. Hey, nat 20.
There you go.
13.
Fane?
22.
13.
Okay. As a collective, you have enough knowledge to realize that where you had set up to burn the bodies, there's no bodies.
Where the fuck are the bodies, mate?
There's ash.
Are you frisky in the night?
There's ash. There's some fair. Of them probably
were. I was dealing with Dragon Chimera all night. You really think I had enough time to go out and get frisky with the rest of the bodies?
I don't know. Yep. You were eager enough. Seems like maybe you did.
But I was a dragon, Mike. You really wrong think I want to? You really think I want to brag about fucking an orc? Who hasn't fucked an orc?
I haven't. No.
I haven't yet. That's why I need my man back.
So.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
But so, you can go out and say they fucked a dragon. I can. Can any of you?
No.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you fucked a dragon.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Lord.
Hey, it's all about holy shit.
If it makes you feel better, I feel less for you.
There is nothing more... I have never had a moment in my life more rewarding than when my 11-year-old said there's no... Why does it matter if you fuck a dragon?
I want you to think about it. That's so awesome. I am 5'1", and I fucked a dragon. That is the highlight of my life.
Wow. So? Like, it doesn't matter if you fucked a dragon.
So, the bodies are gone.
They're just fucking gone. Who was on last watch?
It was Archie.
That was me.
Yeah, Archie, where the fuck are the bodies?
No, stop, rats.
I thought you said the party was a distance away.
This is where
there were.
Hold on.
Nobody
obviously not. You short little
this
shit.
Is where you
hey, have. Someone failed to where, kill.
This is where you asked to roll for something.
I don't
do
know.
You need to shut the doors before your wife comes probably. And get upset again about the noise.
I mean, I failed the perception. What else? Okay. I can't be survival to look for tracks.
Nobody failed perception.
Intelligence. Something.
They just didn't roll high
you
enough.
You were on
to...
last watch. Where the fuck did
no
they go?
No one rolled high enough to notice the bodies disappeared.
I rolled a nat 20 and that wasn't high enough?
No.
Not for. You didn't roll nat 20 for perception on watch.
Yeah.
That's true. I was pretty much dead
so,
at that point.
So, would anybody like to investigate the area where you had corpses burning?
I'll do it.
No, you won't.
I'll investigate the area.
We got a whole ranger who's better than everybody in this party for it.
Well, hold on, though.
Okay, I tell you what. If you're going to do it, roll survival. Because your survival is better.
Are her natural
hold on.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
What's your survival?
Roll survival, I don't know.
6.
Oh, okay.
I literally have a solid 0.
Yeah.
17.
You look around and you notice that they were not dragged. They were not... There's nothing disturbing the soil around them. They did not get up and shamble off on fire. They're just gone.
Can you find the way they came from when they were not dead?
Now, you do know that
not
there were two parties that came through overnight. Didn't get close. So, if you'd
actually,
like...
We wouldn't know that it was two separate parties. We
well,
only know that it was...
Yeah, you, two separate times, okay. Things were heard.
Wait, what?
Can you track where these things came from?
I have a feeling they disappeared on my watch because I rolled a 4 and then no one else noticed because I didn't notice, so I didn't report it.
I was dealing with
fucking
dragon.
Fucking asshole.
I was dealing with dragon chlamydia, so I don't know what you want from me.
Excuses.
Player knowledge. Very astute of you. Because that's how I'd fuck the party.
Good player perception on what happened.
Hindsight's always a nat 20.
So, are you going to try
what
and pick this up?
Explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, roll me another survival. With advantage.
So roll it twice, keep the higher.
I'll give you advantage on this.
Okay, so the 19 was higher.
Yep.
So then 25.
You got it.
You know exactly, you can tell which way they came from, you can tell which way they were headed. You can tell that it was the same beaten path both times.
This is where she probably says, like, bullshit, I'll just tell Payday and nobody else.
So I know where it is. So then, like the way that they're going,
You can tell where they came from, which direction they were coming from, and you can tell which direction they were going.
You know everything we need to know.
What you do?
Shit in the living room.
Hey, that sounds like a maze.
Come here.
I will.
Yeah, nice try trying to slip away.
I'll tell everybody.
Okay.
Except for him. And then we'll all go
lay down
the direction they were heading.
You're going to follow where they were going?
Yeah.
Are you worried he will sodomize the path?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So everybody's going to break camp and start following?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Sure.
I roll with her.
Okay.
You know I will.
Okay.
Why the fuck are we going this way?
Shut up, Stumpy. Just
no, go. I ain't going nowhere if I don't have a reason to go there. Why the fuck are we going this way?
Because I told you to and I'm bigger.
I don't give a fuck if you're bigger, Mike. I'll break your fucking jaw.
I pick Stumpy up by the collar and start walking.
She found a path and she's like,
no. Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm kicking and screaming the whole way.
That's fine. You're kicking and screaming the whole way. Okay, so we're going to do this in four parts. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to give me a survival check.
I'll help.
Okay, you have advantage.
Which one's you?
Okay. And
I'll help you every step of the way if it means getting Shojin back.
Okay. First one goes uneventful. Sky still looks good.
I have to do it again?
Roll number two.
Do I still have advantage?
Yes.
I want to give her disadvantage.
You can't.
Good shot. 18.
4.
So 18.
Wait, do I add something to the 18?
Yeah, your survival.
Okay, so that's another 24.
Okay.
18.
Sky still looks good, and everything's good.
6, 24.
Okay.
13.
Okay.
5,
19. 19. Okay. As you finish up your walk, following through this, it's probably for the best that you've come to realize that there is what looks to be a clearing up over the hill. Because in that clearing, you see there are clouds rolling in, and that's no joke. It's getting ready to rain. But there is a clearing up ahead. It's up a hill. Hill's about 15, 20 feet tall.
Mongo Yi.
The tracks lead up this hill. It is a clearing. It looks like a clearing, at least. There's no trees. You can see that it goes up the hill and the trees kind of stop at the top of the hill.
Okay,
let's do this.
How many small people are there?
Fine
small.
Roll me an investigation check.
8?
Plus?
No, that's what she rolled.
8 total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell how many individual people there are. You do see that there are more big footprints and clawed, like guard drake type footprints than human sized footprints.
Okay, there's a clearing, you said?
It looks like a clearing at the top of the hill. There is obviously no trees in the middle of the hill.
And then you said that it was about to rain?
It's looking like rain, yes.
Alright. So I'll have Payday jump up on my bear.
Okay.
Oh my god, I love that she's doing the math on this.
And then he's holding him, right?
Yep.
And then and then we'll just continue walking to the clearing.
You're gonna walk to the clearing?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm okay. Still kicking and screaming the whole way.
Okay, so why are you doing the math on this?
I'm trying to keep in case that if we have to like go real fast, if it starts to rain or something, that way that we're all together.
She just
oh, it's not for the other thing?
You need to have the car back by
other
morning.
Other thing.
Because Mo's gotta go to work.
What other thing?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm talking to
Okay. So you're kicking and screaming?
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about being carried.
Okay. And everybody's going up the ridge? Okay.
I want to know what the fuck is going on.
You get to the top of the ridge. Make a perception check.
Everybody?
No, just her.
Ooh, that was some shit.
9.
Okay. It's not so much a clearing as much as it is kind of a valley. The hill comes up and it crests, and then it kind of dips down in about 30, 35 feet, and it's this long kind of oval. In the center, there is a large earthen kind of dome, and you can see that there is an archway, a stone archway in this mound in the center. You don't see anybody moving around outside.
Is it just like one arch, or is it like kind of like a tunnel?
It's a big arch. It looks like it goes down into the ground.
Goes down into the ground?
Yes, like it looks like the way the shadow is casting, it looks like instead of being a straight doorway, it kind of goes like this. That's about all you can tell.
Is there is it just an arch? There's like nothing else around it?
Yeah, just an archway in this big earthen mound.
Your sister's going to argue the semantics of an archway, so I've got time to pee.
Okay, and so we'll go in and see if it goes down.
You want to get up that close?
Wait.
You want yeeted?
I want yeeted straight into the air.
Yoked.
Why?
So I can get a perception check on what's at the bottom of this fucking crevice that he's describing.
Okay. You want to yeet him into the air? Fuck it. Make me an athletics check.
19.
He chucks you straight up into the air. Now, you're going to really need to stick this landing because you're standing on the edge of a hill. Make your perception check first.
Well, if I chucked him straight up, can't I just catch him?
Sure. Yeah, we can try that.
15.
So you can tell that it does definitely slope down.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Even as you guys were walking, you were able to kind of pick up on these tracks that she was seeing. And the tracks definitely lead up in here. And once they get down the side of this hill, they don't go in towards that earthen mound. They just kind of stop. And you can definitely tell this goes down into the ground. It is a stone archway. You can tell that there has been some sort of excavation done. It's definitely not dwarven. It looks crude and rudimentary.
Question.
Yeah.
Are we talking stonework here?
No. No.
All right.
Well, I mean, it there are stones kind of lining it and whatnot, and you can definitely tell this is not dwarven. This looks shabby at best. You can tell it is a very big archway, though.
Okay.
Big enough that I would fit in, or just big?
With ease.
The dragon's lair.
That's what I'm thinking here. Especially if the footprints just kind of disappear, because they don't necessarily need to walk. But I'm still up in the air here, and I'm more concerned with getting down.
Yes, you are starting to come down. You are going to need to... Are you going to try and catch him?
Or am I sticking the landing?
I have more faith in trying to catch you than you sticking a landing on the edge of a cliff.
Okay, so you're...
Question.
At the main... Yeah.
Can I help him out?
I tell you what. You roll in acrobatics. You roll in athletics. The acrobatics is going to be for you to get
land
into
like
a position that can catch, can be caught.
Right, I've got a 17.
Okay, so you're good and ready. What was that?
I've got a 9.
So he goes to catch you.
Right.
And he kind of breaks your fall so that you don't, you know, come splatting down onto the ground and take a whole bunch of damage.
I think your dog's watching porn. Because your dog is looking really awful.
Can you grab that and shut the door out there?
I got you.
So
you want him in here?
Yeah,
yes,
she has to be in here.
Unfortunately, you hit the ground and you roll forward and you're now rolling down the hill.
Thank God.
Whee!
And about the time that you get down there near the bottom...
No, hold on, wait, which... Am I rolling, like, towards...
You're rolling in.
God. Mongo, you son of a bitch, come and save me, mate!
Quirky!
What's a place for him to put his thing?
Yeah, you get rolling, and you get down there, and he gets down about two-thirds of the way down the hill, and to you guys, he disappears.
Wow! What do you mean, like...
You, on the other hand, start rolling, and all of a sudden, you start seeing some really shitty-looking huts and hovels, and you come smashing into the back wall of a shack. A dirty stone and mud and gross-ass shack.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Stumpy.
What? It's definitely some dwarven ingenuity here, that's for sure.
He just vanished?
He smells like shit.
He was rolling and rolling and rolling, and then it's not like he just rolled out of sight. You couldn't see him anymore. It was more like, now you see him, now you don't.
Okay, so can I make a suggestion? I run down after him to see what the hell's going on. Because seriously, there's...
Let me do it from here.
Okay, you do you.
Okay. You're going to do that thing?
I'm going to do that thing.
Okay.
Do that thing?
Who are you holding on to?
Who wants to hold my hand?
I will.
I'll hold your hand. Let's hold hands.
I never have this.
Glad everybody was
so
happy.
Willing
I just
to hold my hand.
I'll
best.
Hold the fuck out of your hand.
I'm going to... For everybody who's here for the first time, don't be offended. I'll go ahead and hold on to Fane.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'll do that thing where I slip into the trance and look through my bird's eye.
Oh, yeah, pretty enough.
You're sending your bird down in there?
And I'll send my bird down.
Okay. So for the rest of you, the bird lifts off his shoulder and starts flying down into this little valley area. And it gets to about the same distance.
And I'll be doing a... The bird will have instructions when it can no longer hear my commands to come back.
And
I will just maintain a constant stream of telekinetic chatter.
It disappears.
I love
Nobody
bed.
Can see the bird anymore. You can still see through its eyes. You can still communicate with it. You get down in there, and there are 100 or so huts.
Oh, there's huts down here.
You don't see anything out. You do see him laying in almost fetal.
Found the dwarf.
Looking a little hurt against the back side of a building.
Also, as point of clarification, I can talk to you, but I cannot hear anything that you say.
Fair enough.
It seems almost...
It was more for everybody that wasn't you.
Can you read lips?
No, that is not a skill.
Okay. No.
That is not a skill that I have.
You get down in there, and you're flying around. There is some smoke coming from a couple of the buildings, some chimneys and whatnot, but there is nothing outside. There are no entities visible outside.
I call the bird back.
And the bird comes back.
Oh, no, no. I'll do it the cool way.
Oh? Oh. Okay. So you saw a bird flying overhead. It looked eerily familiar, like one of the ones that was hanging out on the halfling's shoulders.
Right.
And then it disappears. You, looking up the hill, can see them. And you're just looking at them like, why the fuck are you guys still up there?
Is it like a one-way mirror?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Some type of protective spell.
Enchantment.
So what are you going to do?
Okay, now I go down the hill.
I'm going to slide down the
This is the kind of thing that would impress Shojin.
I'm sliding down the hill.
Can I launch my crossbow bolt straight up?
Sure.
Just kind of show them I'm still alive down here and everything.
We're coming down the hill. You know.
Well, if you're coming down anyway.
Yeah.
You're running down the hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm loyal to my friends. I'm running down the hill.
Well, I can see what's going on.
Yeah.
They can't see me. I'm going to do my best to... How steep's the hill?
You're not running up it. You could crawl up it.
I'm going to do my best to brace whoever is in the fastest sprint down the hill.
Okay.
This way they don't go slamming into one of these walls.
So wait, are we side by side while we're running?
Yeah, you're running down the hill side by side.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not bracing for Mongo over there.
Okay. You guys get about two-thirds of the way down the hill and you no longer see him. And you guys...
But I can still see them.
You can still see them. And the minute they come through, they got about 10 feet until they're going to smash into one of these huts that they can now see.
Right.
And they're running full on, we're going to call this like dashing movement speed here.
Yeah, I'm bracing him.
Yeah. Okay. Full on, like I'm going to run through the wall full on.
No, it doesn't look that weak. If you hit this... You can immediately tell this is going to hurt.
Mongo, brace your shoulder. Archie, I'm going to try and catch you. Just don't run me over, mate.
I try my best.
Make an acrobatics.
Oh, easy day.
What are you going to do?
I still have a ton of acrobatics. Okay,
when I get a chance, I'm going to start moving down the hill.
But... You're going to start...
Mm-hmm. Not breakneck. Not breakneck, and I'm
going to hope you're ready.
They don't need to go full tilt.
I'm a 7 foot
nine. Because I got that one.
No, sir. That's an automatic
fail. No, it's just...
I'm a 7 foot nine. Okay, it's a fail. Do I have enough to where at least I don't get... I'm going to lower my shoulder and just try and go through the wall, because if I don't, it's probably going to hurt a little bit more.
I'm sorry.
You're going to try and...
I'm sorry. What do you mean? I rolled in that one.
I'm going to try and lower my shoulder.
Okay. So... You smash into the side of this wall, and the wall cracks, but it doesn't give. I'm going to roll them anyways. You take 11 points of damage.
From a wall.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You look disappointed that you
couldn't. Can I just do stones and endurance? That's a lot of damage for not being in a battle.
You can Stone's Endurance that and call
Don't
it
Don't do
day.
That. Don't you do that.
I'm doing it.
I got a 14.
You did. So, you catch him, and it's a little slick, and he slides kind of under your legs as you try and brace him, and you guys topple, and you're both down in the mud. What?
No damage?
Right.
Okay, cool. So you
That's
don't
the t- second time I've used that and taken no
you
damage.
You take no damage.
Wait,
you're
no.
coming down the hill?
Yeah.
And no damage?
Wait, okay. No. No damage for us?
No damage. Like yes.
You are prone.
Alright.
You are prone, and Mongo just smashed into a wall and made a fuckload of noise.
So at this point, it's a shit show. Instantly.
It's an instant shit show.
Hey, but I didn't take no damage, because...
You're coming down the hill at
we
a nice
did slow
wait,
pace. But now there's noise, and we're slipping around
yeah.
in mud.
Ez, are you going to come down the hill?
Mud.
I just kind of shake my head and wave to you and wonder why you're trying to have a mud fight.
It wasn't intentional.
Oh, don't lie to me.
Okay. Just everybody, all of you, just make a general dexterity roll. Add your dex to it.
Fuck.
20.
Okay.
4.
Okay.
What the heck?
What's your dex?
It's 17.
Okay.
13.
13. Okay. You get down the hill pretty quick. Doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a deal to you.
Didn't look like it.
You get down the hill. Takes you a little bit longer. You get down the hill. Pretty good. You're like, yeah, that was a steep hill. Z, in her chainmail and with her mace.
Taking a little stroll.
She's struggling. She's not falling. She's not doing anything terrible. But y'all are down there and kind of hanging out. And you're watching Z like...
Maybe if she could abandon us in hopes of acquiring a pet, she'd get down the hill faster.
We'll say it takes about a minute and a half longer than everybody else for you to get down the hill. Basically, it was just don't roll.
Interrogative.
Also,
if
yes,
I wasn't left out
of the
loop, we might not have this problem.
So, you start to hear a little noise coming from inside the building that you just tried to truck like a football player. There is... I don't want to call it a window because that would be a compliment to this hole in the wall on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You see this giant orc start to lean out the window. What are you going to do?
Mongo, crash his fucking head, mate.
Could he just grab his head and start banging that shit against the wall? Start Donkey Konging his shit. Beat his ass like an Indian bongo.
Okay, I'm seriously going to play the big dumb giant card because with the encounter that we previously had with orcs, I am not too friendly.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to grab the orc, bounce his head off the edge of the window.
Or even better, what would it
surprisingly
take?
Surprisingly eloquent for...
Wait, even better, what would it take because he'd have advantage since the orcs are just leaning out and not knowing what's going on?
Yeah.
So what would it take for him to squish his head?
I'm assuming that the orc's too big to be pulled through this window.
Bro, pull up through the window.
Bro. Pull him through the window?
You're like
the head will give out before
12 feet tall.
I mean, you could...
His neck is weaker than his body.
Do a whole lot of things and then take an attack.
Rip him through the window and suffocate him in the fucking mud that we're
pull him out.
We're gonna
beat
him.
The shit out of him.
Yeah, fine, fuck it. I grab him, I give him a nice old yank through the window.
Make an athletics check.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Proud of you.
Nice job.
You rolled poorly.
18.
You
good enough for
yeet
government
this
work.
Bitch right out of the window.
He said yeet.
You now have a elderly orc in your hands.
Let's fuck the elderly up.
Let's fuck him.
I draw a sword and put it to the orc's neck. I do not attack.
Make an intimidation check.
Intimidation goes off of
charisma.
Plus, it's highlighted, so I get plus 4.
It's gonna
that's a weird stop.
Get it rolled again there.
16.
Oh, God,
I have that.
16. Okay. The orc is sufficiently scared and not doing anything. It is an old orc. I mean, even with you kind of holding him against there, he looks hunched over. He is almost bald. He's just got some tufts of gray hair here. He has a tusk sticking out instead of both. He's old.
My first question isn't even who is he, it's where are we?
Do you speak orc?
Nope, common and giant.
Okay. So you're going to ask him in common, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Does anybody speak orc here?
No.
Me. The half-orc that's missing speaks orc.
But he's not here.
So you ask him in common, and in broken common, he responds back that these are the touched lands, and that you're trespassing. And trespassers face the wrath of the master. And he's not saying it in a threatening way. He's in a broken common. He sounds just like an old man telling you facts.
Master is in the master or their own little master.
Is that what you're asking him?
What master?
The master in the keep.
My own
get
play
to encounter with Jesus.
Sure that that really? Is the same master as previously.
Are we within earshot?
Sure.
I'm going to lower the sword at this point because I'm not going to try and kill an elderly orc until I have some further information.
Mongo.
Ready action just in case. If he screams,
go. Oh yeah, I'm not putting it away. I'm just lowering it.
Mongo, okay? Try and find out if there's a way out of here, mate. It doesn't look that threatening to us.
We know the way out. We just came in. It wasn't hard for us to go back out.
Yeah, but knowing the spider head hammer over there, it's going to take another 20 minutes to
could
get back up.
Could you see me from up there? Could you see me from up there?
No.
So who's to say that there's not a barrier keeping us trapped down here?
Who's to say there is? There's only one way to find out. Get up there, half pint.
Yeet.
You're going to go up there?
Yeet.
Okay.
Mongo. You ready for another yeet?
You just better hope that that barrier don't make you go splat.
You realize that you just got like 10 feet to get back to...
Nope, don't want to hear it. He said yeet.
Okay, I said yeet.
Okay.
I said yeet and I meant it.
Okay. Can I go half yeet so that he just goes about 15 and lands?
That's Twitter talk.
I want
a bowl
yeet.
No, you're getting a half yeet because I'm not
you
trying to get
you see what this is?
You roll,
see what this
you
is?
Roll
that's
me
what
an athletics check and I'll let you know how much of a yeet it is.
14.
Oh, that's
is that including your strength?
Shit.
18.
That's a yeet.
That is a yeet.
That's a yeet.
He grabs you by the scruff of your neck and he
grabs you by
chucks your
fat
ass all the way back up the hill. Stick the landing.
I didn't stick the landing. I got an
no,
eight
I can tell that's single digits from here. So at the top of the hill, it kind of rolls up and you hit with full force of your body against the inside of that hill, and your head just goes smack right off the top of the hill. Your nose is bloody, you know, blood coming out of your lips. Not enough for damage, we'll say, but...
Enough to know you got your shit wrecked.
He's fucking pissed, mate. However, on the other hand, like, there's no barrier keeping us trapped down there. I say we just turn the fuck around. Being as there's only two movies smacks down there anyway.
Yeah, I just volunteer to yeet everybody back up the hill.
What's that?
Okay. So, about that time, everybody can hear this just guttural, loud, booming, earth-shaking roar. You can see in the trees that line this valley... Every bird that was anywhere starts flying off. Your birds, while your birds, and beholden to you, do not look super excited.
Alright, I am volunteering to yeet everybody back up the hill.
I will go.
Yo, where's my horse?
Nah, this is our area
back
now.
Back at camp.
I'm yeeting everybody back up the hill.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah,
that's unnecessary. I'll start clucking at the...
Okay.
Gentle noises to calm the... Calm the kids.
Okay. So what are you guys going to do? I mean, this roar that you heard plainly rattled the ground you're standing on.
Sounds like
somebody
needs to die.
Do I yeet you back up the hill to safety, or do you guys say, fuck me, and try and climb it yourselves? Because I don't think we're staying.
Myself.
Do you have particular thoughts, since this thing may or may not be associated with the gentleman that you've come in contact with previously?
Can I go for a party persuasion check, please?
What are you trying to persuade? You can't see anybody.
Right. I can't see anybody, but they can still hear me at this point now, right?
You don't know.
Okay, I'm going to say this as loud as I can.
Uh-huh.
Take it from the man who just tried to fuck a dragon. Whatever's down there, we don't want to fuck with it.
Okay.
That's going to go for you, but you can.
You guys can all hear him. It's up to you on what you want to do.
I've just now decided I'm going to stay down there.
You're going to stay down there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Me up the hill.
We came all this way, and from what I'm
understanding... That's a smart move!
So, you're gonna yeet the cleric up the hill?
No, I'm gonna yell at Stumpy to get his fucking ass back down here, because apparently we're staying.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Well, why can't they be like pricks and fucking want to leave?
Mongo.
About that time, you start seeing like leather hides start rolling down some of these windows. Holes in the walls of various huts that you can see.
I've something I'd like to do.
What would you like to do?
Thaumaturgy.
Okay, thaumaturgy away.
I want to make my voice really loud and yell,
wait a minute.
Come face me.
Come face me?
Okay, can you let me yeet myself back up the hill before you go calling out the master?
I tell you what, you thaumaturgy that. Roll me an intimidation check.
I would like to thaumaturgy.
I'm
dope.
So happy I'm at the top of the hill right now.
Yeah, no, if you don't get your short little stumpy ass back down here, I'm going to go back up there and I'm going to yeet you into this damn thing's mouth.
Did you lock both or did you lock just the top?
You're going to kick me down the hill.
It was a nat 20.
I've got the high ground.
You're also 5'1" and 180 pounds.
Doesn't matter.
Boot of 7'9", 320 pound.
In your mind,
you better beat
you hear
shit out of that dog.
If that's what you want, and you know this is not anything that anyone else could have heard, and you hear another loud roar.
We're coming up on a party, mass party death here. I can.
What I'm hearing is,
we're all
like
dead.
Yeah, that's the finale. We get eaten by the fucking master because the two of you wanted to stay.
So,
apparently she feels like she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Dumbass!
I feel pretty happy with that nat 20 for the thaumaturgy.
I'm not kidding.
What are you guys gonna do?
We tried.
I'm rolling, and it's important.
Enough to where it knows it.
Ready my crossbow.
You're readying your crossbow?
I got my sword in one hand and a trident ready to throw in the other.
Okay. I'm going to yeet myself back down the hill with my axe in my hands, going down Superman status. If anything's in my way, it's getting a hit.
Okay.
I got my hammer.
Yeah, that's good.
Make an acrobatics check.
I wish you were shocked to get the shower, so.
Hold on, I'm moving the pen. I'm re-rolling that.
She may have something she wants to do.
Yes, what would you like to do, Mara?
How?
I'd like
that's an
to 18. Keep going with thaumaturgy, just talk trash.
You're just going to keep talking trash? Right.
Keep in mind, my axe is like this over my head as I'm eating myself down the hill.
That's cool.
I'm like flying.
Plot twist, you land in one of the buildings like a lawn dart.
Nope, you make it down the hill just fine. Z, what are you doing?
I'm like 4 right now.
Getting my hammer ready.
Getting your hammer ready? You guys are all taking the... Okay. You guys are all taking the Avenger pose?
We are taking the Avenger pose.
Okay.
We are ready to... Fuck this
superhero
thing.
Me and all.
Yeah, but
superhero
in front of everybody,
what?
Because
yeah,
it was their bright idea to stay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why would you suddenly say that?
Superhero.
You're the
lady.
Biggest guy. They're the clerics.
Superhero. Just because lady. I'm the biggest lady. Doesn't mean I have Works to be great. The dumbest.
About that time, you can start to see something coming up that hole in the center mound.
Why the fuck did I come back down the hill?
And you hear a loud guttural roar one more time.
I could have just let them all die.
As this giant jet black thing shoots out almost like an arrow.
Can I shoot at it?
No,
you,
no, you can't.
Sure. You,
no.
You, yeah, yeah.
Nope.
I'm yeah, just saying, there's still enough time to eat everybody back up the hill.
Please don't shoot at
you guys.
It's mad enough. Kind of
put everybody off to the side in one area there. You will all get a round to do a thing.
A thing?
A thing.
This is where the whole party dies.
No.
Probably not the whole party.
No, not the whole party.
The majority.
Probably not even the majority.
I mean, there are seven of you. There is one of it.
Yeah, but
and you got the idea from, well, you weren't down there, but everybody else got the idea by the hides coming down. Ain't nobody in that place want any part of what's about to happen. So, something about yay tall.
Well, if you had told me, I'd have brought a dragon.
It's okay. I wasn't sure I was going to get to this point.
For
I didn't think about it.
A comparative note. That's me.
But it looks
midget.
More like that.
It looks like that, but it's that size.
So it's a
and
dragon.
For a comparative note, this should really be
what
more
what color
of me
is this dragon?
That big.
Black.
Okay, yeah, so what I know,
what actually
that's
for
more
what
how she carries herself.
For
blood
a comparative note,
not our fucking four table.
That's actually me.
that's probably
can we
more
tell
accurate,
how
yeah.
old this dragon is? Or how it perceives itself,
okay,
as Lay said.
You can tell
where I was sitting.
No,
okay.
This is not a little one.
We're going to do that.
I've got a blade of nose.
Is it ancient?
Can I maybe just...
Does it look ancient?
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you probably don't know.
All right, let's go die.
Real
answer.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What kind of thieves' tools do I have?
They are... lockpicking tools.
You gotta lockpick the leather hides they're using to cover up the doorways.
Yeah, they're lockpicking tools and various other implements that you would use.
Do I have chains?
Flip your character sheet over. I'm sorry, on that one. Nope. Sure, you have 2 10-foot-long sections of chain.
That's generous, but alright, let's do it.
So, around the table we go. What are you going to do? You going to try and shoot at it?
It depends. Will you let me throw ball bearings as a bonus action?
You want to throw ball bearings and then shoot?
Yeah.
Is this
sure.
Is this your way of saying roll initiative?
Once we get around the table,
okay.
Yeah, we're rolling initiative.
I'm going to throw as many ball bearings as I can.
Okay.
In the biggest handful I can grab.
Excellent.
Of the 1,000 I've got, and then
okay.
I'm going to take a crack shot. Or a pot shot.
Cool.
And this is a first round, so it is surprise.
This is a surprise round.
Do I get advantage or no advantage? It's up to you. I mean, it's a surprise round.
It's a surprise round, so sure.
So okay. While this is happening, can I stealth since it's not an initial in combat thing?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. 23. Hundreds, tens, singles.
Okay.
And how many bearings you threw? If you want to throw that many, you can throw up to that many of your 1,000 ball bearings.
I'll stop at 500.
That works.
That seems excessive.
Yeah.
What you rolled seems excessive.
I'm thinking that you just took whatever bag you got and just, cool.
Yeah.
There's a dog.
I guess. It's the same dog.
Okay. Cool. You think you're hitting. What are you going to do?
What an asshole
oh, wait,
thing
no,
to say.
You shot. 23. That will hit. So roll me some damage. Puppy, I need my spot here.
21.
21?
Because I did max damage.
Awesome. Oh, you son of a bitch.
cannot remember in the past 20 years when I did max damage on anything.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What kind of vape is that by chance?
Hmm?
What kind of vape is that? Oh, just a little J-ring?
Yeah, not really. Not really.
It's a nice looking mod.
I honestly don't know.
Anything you want to do?
Hello.
We're attacking.
Okay, what?
Something that'll do hell with damage.
Go ahead.
Guiding bolt. We'll use guiding bolt.
Okay.
Upcast a third level.
Okay. And that's, you have to roll an attack
don't
for
let
that?
Her out your shirt. Let her show it herself.
What yes. exactly are you doing all the way over here, you pussy?
Oh no, that's me right yeah. there. That's the actual comparative. Ooh.
Wait, what do you
have? We're not doing comparative.
No more. No. 13, I think.
No.
Okay.
You can piss out of her?
Burned a third level spell slot.
Yeet.
No, did
it's okay. Fane.
Fuck her.
You want me to yeet you?
I can do anything. Yeet.
You have one turn.
No, I don't know why you're already here.
It's about time we.
Wait, did all the magical arrows come back to the quiver?
Roll me a d6.
We would have. We went through a long rest. What do you expect?
Yes, we did.
Four.
Yeah.
I
was gonna do 50,
well, the
50
big ship before I keep letting her get out.
Can I shoot one?
Yeah, sure.
The fifth one.
Okay.
Who's gonna
That's
that
the one?
One
I was gonna shoot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that has the explosion?
The one we're using
yes.
now.
That's
is
the one I was gonna shoot.
Theirs.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hit me
an attack here.
Okay.
17.
That'll hit. Just barely.
And then
1d8 plus 2d6.
I mean, it's okay for the belt. We've been on top as long as you just bend it back. I can bend that shit back. Nice.
12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that, Megan?
You're up.
Yeah.
Z.
Shit. I want to cast Guiding Bolt at third level.
Okay.
If you hit, it's actually 66.
Yeah. Well, it's not ours. It's our stupid fucking dog.
Well, oops. Might have been good to know earlier, but...
I
don't hit.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Nat one.
Mr. Mongo.
I'm going to throw a trident.
Okay. You're going to throw a trident. Okay. We're going to say that you are at 30 feet. So what's the range on your trident? Does it say?
No.
Okay. Let me that's fine. You can go ahead and throw it. We won't worry about the disadvantage or the yeah.
30 feet should be fine.
Yeah.
It should be the edge of before yeah. a thrown weapon becomes problematic.
Yeah. Right.
10.
Plus
17.
Yeah. Again, just barely hits. Roll some damage.
Hit it live.
5. 12.
No. 9.
9? Target 9.
You don't get the plus 3 on damage. Yeah. You just get the strength.
Okay. And then I'm going to throw a second trident.
Okay.
Oh, that one hit.
Yeah. 25.
Okay. Roll me damage on that.
7.
Okay. What are you going to do?
He's going to have me eat him.
No, because you already used your action.
Yeah.
No
ball.
You can ready action.
Hmm?
What kind of inventory you got? If you had bombs, that'd be extravagant. I don't, however, I do have a heavy crossbow.
You do have a heavy crossbow.
And
you are proficient with.
You know, I am pretty proficient with a heavy crossbow.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go with the heavy crossbow.
Okay.
Plus
So, 17.
17 just barely hits again.
But it still hits his ass.
That it does.
What is that there? 10.
Okay.
That was a 12. You need the one.
That's a.
You rolled wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
No, none of those are the right one.
Yeah.
Where's your 20
again?
There was. Here.
Right, here's your
20. No, it's not a 20. It's a
1d10.
Oh. There we go.
I'm getting tired. Sorry. I was shiny.
That would be all a good. 6.
6 plus your strength.
Strength is 7. Or 4, so...
10.
10.
Cool. And you wanted to hide, so you believe that you are hidden.
So.
Initiative?
Initiative.
Okay.
So that casts my turn because I want to hide to be... Can't remember. All right, I'll take it. All right.
Okay. What you got?
21.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Ez?
19.
19.
16.
I am 11. The bear is 7.
Is this for initiative now?
You are 11 and the bear is 7?
Yes.
Okay. This is initiative, yes. Okay. Z? Initiative?
Fuck.
1.
So that's a 0 for her, right?
No, that's a 1, because she ended it. No, you remember when she leveled up and raised her dex?
Oh, right.
So she got rid of the penalty there.
Okay, so 1. Mongo!
14.
14.
Plus 2.
16.
Okay.
Stubby!
13. 14.
14. And Archie.
19.
19. Well, I got some bad news for you guys.
Ruh-roh.
We're not first.
No. Unfortunately, you're not.
And we're all standing way too close together.
So,
maybe.
Aurelstraz is really pissed off that you guys decided to come in, fuck with his people, call him out and trash talk, and then when he came out to greet you, because someone told him to, y'all decided to attack him.
Did you say Aurelstraz?
Aurelstraz, yes. He is a giant black dragon. And...
Ew, boy.
He's gonna decide that he's going to use his breath weapon.
So fire.
It is a line. No, acid.
Oh, even better.
It is a 10-foot wide beam.
Of death.
And he's going to target Loyal. Because that would get Loyal. Yeah. I need... who is that? That's going to be Loyal. And who's...
Honestly, it looks like everyone who's not the dwarf.
I think I'm hidden, actually.
Well,
yeah.
I'd say it was nice knowing you, mate, but you just about shortened me life expectancy by 100 fucking years. So, fuck off.
Yeah, it's going to be everybody but the dwarf. No, no.
What?
Everybody but the dwarf needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, hey. Save the dwarf. That's modifier, right?
Oh, damn. You get
it. Yes, modifier.
Question?
Yes.
Is there
anybody
who's critical?
Anybody who's critical?
Yes.
It's a 12. Oh, I got a 25 with a nat 20.
Anybody who's about to get, like...
If they get hit, they're dead.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, what'd you get?
21.
12.
What'd you get?
For me, 25. Do I have to roll for the bear?
Yes. Okay. Kes?
9.
19. Yep, you're not there.
Nat 20, 25. Nat 20.
Okay, so 25. Everybody but Z and you take 11 points of acid damage.
Even with a 25?
Yeah, it's a dex save for half, sir. Z, unfortunately, you take 22.
Shit.
How much is everybody else? 11?
11.
And then I don't take anything, right?
Right, you are not there.
Thank God I'm short.
Wow. I thought I was hidden.
All right.
Get yourself at 19.
That
no,
is.
Don't cross that number out. That's your maximum.
Exactly. How many hit points does this damn thing have?
A lot.
Put over here. Put like minus and whatever your minus.
So we're gonna need the healers to actually act like healers, or else we
well,
all
the one healer
I'm
is gonna
focused
die.
On healing myself at the moment. Look
yeah.
at her.
Yeah, the one healer just took a fuck ton of damage.
I'm just saying, heal yourself. You focus on keeping the rest of us alive, or else we're all gonna die.
Wait, we took 11 and that was half, so she just took like 22.
I took 22 out of 39.
Yeah, you do you. We understand.
Yeah.
You do you, but
life is
up.
Important. I critted that shit.
Oh. I still only take half.
Oh, that's right.
You could uncanny dodge it and take 6.
Nope.
Okay.
No, I know how this game goes. I'm not. No, you ain't slick.
No, you get to use uncanny dodge as a reaction
one time per day.
No. Uncanny dodge is
it's one time per round.
Yeah.
Oh, say no more. Yeah, uncanny dodge.
Or,
I thought that was.
Or if you wanted, you could try that as a reaction.
You're right. Let me do. I completely forgot.
Okay. So.
So I'll use hellish rebuke.
14, right?
Dex 3d10.
No. So, your charisma... I'm sorry, I didn't write your modifier down here. Charisma is your spellcasting for this, so you get 8 plus 3 plus 3, so that's 14. And... oh, man. Oh, my God. Even with it... No. Here's the thing. He gets a plus 8 on his charisma... And he's still going to take 3d10. So
he's still going to take 3d10?
He's still going to take 3d10 because of 2 plus 8. There you go. So you do that. What are you going to do, man?
I forgot to I forgot to do it.
These are percentage, aren't they?
That's okay.
I forgot to do a thing when we got done resting. Are you going to fuck me on it?
What is it?
Mage armor.
I'll say in the time you guys walked here. No, that's fine. So 9, 9, and 4... is 18, that's 22 points of damage.
Yeah, now would be a good time, sweetheart.
Okay. The dragon is really mad at you right now.
I bet he is.
Armor of Agathys.
Okay.
Guys, I'm really going to need you guys to pull
good
some
deal.
Type
that's
of
bonus action, right?
No, that's regular action.
Okay.
It gives me... some temporary hit points.
Don't worry about it.
And if I take
focus
attack,
on not letting me die.
It takes damage.
Right.
And then I am going to bonus action hide behind the bear.
Okay.
That was the manliest thing I've ever heard.
Bonus action hide behind the bear. Does that give you stealth?
I have
it means the bear
to,
takes the damage.
If I'm hiding behind anything bigger than me,
right.
It's that whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can literally hide behind any... anything that's bigger than me.
Archie, you're up next.
Oh, I do have to roll, though.
Oh, okay.
You
probably shouldn't have said that.
20.
20 to hide?
Yeah. 20 to stealth.
You think you're hidden.
Okay.
You think you're hidden.
I'm getting real tired of hearing that shit. You didn't mean shit.
Look, all I'm going to say is dragons have super awesome perception.
I see.
I'm not going to tell you anything else but that.
What would be the stats for my hand crossbow?
Your hand crossbow would be your dex plus proficiency to hit. And I believe hand crossbow. Hey, Hefe.
You said plus proficiency bonus to hit?
Yeah, so you would have plus 8 to hit. You have a hand crossbow, right?
Yeah.
What's the damage on that?
1d6.
1d6, okay. So plus 8 to hit, 1d6 plus your dex.
All right, so let me try to fire my hand crossbow. So that's going to be 8 plus 18. So, hit. I'm assuming. I'm hoping.
18?
18 plus 8. So.
Yes, that will hit.
And that's going to be a 1d6, you said?
Yep.
So 2, 4, 6, okay. That'll be a 3. And for my bonus action, I'll...
Wait, that was 3 damage?
Yeah.
So total 8 damage.
I could not have done
three. Yeah, 8 damage, because okay. I forgot it does the plus 5.
Wait, you... No, that's right.
And then... Okay. For my bonus action... I'm going to use hide.
Okay. So
wait, does it... Wait. Before I do that, though, am I going to take penalty because he visually sees me right now?
No, you can roll your stuff. You're going to have to hide somewhere.
What am I behind? Where am I near?
I mean, there's a building near you.
Okay, say no more.
Okay.
14 plus 8. Okay. And plus 3, so...
Think you're hidden.
My fucking Christ.
At the end of your turn, Oriel Straz is going to use a legendary action.
Dope. That's neat. That's what I wanted to hear.
He is going to spin around and
shit.
With a range of 25 feet, he's going to do a tail attack. It's a sweeping attack. Everybody must make a dexterity saving throw except for you because the building is going to get in the way.
Go! What'd you say?
He's essentially only going to hit the front row.
Yeah, he'd hit the front row. So that's going to be,
I've moved my way back behind.
What'd you say it was? Dexterity?
Yeah. Dexterity.
So yeah, he's behind the bear, so that leaves the bear in...
Well, hold on. Am I in the way of that?
Who's that next to the bear?
Well, this is me.
That's here. You.
That's the rogue.
Okay.
That's the other rogue.
Okay. So slide the rogue over to the right, to that way, because he said he was going to hide. Yeah, so he's behind a building.
Oh, you're right.
So bear and...
you. Dwarf.
Yeah, so what'd you roll?
I got 14.
Okay.
What'd your bear get?
15.
You take...
15.
Okay. You take 13 damage. Bludgeoning. And that is legendary action number one.
I'm going to start healing. She hasn't had a go.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. It is now Ezrella's turn.
So precious.
Just do it.
I'm going to use mass healing word.
Okay. And that is a range, right?
Woo! Ooh.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, look at that leg go.
3.
Plus spellcasting modifier.
8.
8?
8.
Okay, so everybody heals up 8.
It's not everybody.
No?
No.
What?
Pick 6. 6 of the 7.
Oh.
Well, okay, so who is at the highest health?
I'm not.
What are you at?
I'm at 25. I'm at 37.
Kez needs it.
I need it bad.
Kez definitely needs
it. What are you at?
Math. 35.
Out of?
46. There you go.
So what are you at?
29.
Shit. Here,
start with this. Who's under 30?
Kesley, and I forget your name, but I'm
just call me Dre. It's okay.
I'm gonna heal you and you.
Okay,
so there's 3.
17.
Who's under 35? Who's under 40? There you go.
There you
and
go.
I'm at 40.
So there's your 6. Everybody but Mongo,
and that includes.
Yeah, what's the bear?
2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh.
What's the bear at?
The bear is
leg.
At...
Look at that leg go!
24.
You gotta prioritize people over the bear.
Okay, so yeah. heal everybody except me. I have the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the bear, that's 8.
Okay.
So it would be like you and the bear.
Yeah.
Don't heal them.
Okay. Let's see. So, Archie.
Not that any of us are more important than
him.
It's your turn, man.
Again? Really?
Eight. Yeah.
Damn, I feel like Stumpy didn't get a go.
No, oh, because he was the last of the surprise. Yeah.
How much did we get healed for?
Eight now. Because it's... you're
and what is your vendetta against me?
Okay.
Cool. You're just a horny asshole.
You're not wrong.
Excuse me?
Is that you essentially word? Described him in real life to a T as well, not just the game.
Facts.
Ain't we all, though?
Yeah. Okay, so Archie, what you gonna do?
I mean, I can't really be a horny asshole.
I'm gonna do a crossbow shot again.
Married, so okay. I'm just kind of an
so
asshole.
So that's... You said that's gonna be...
How it works.
Dex plus... Something. It was gonna be 8.
Yeah. Plus 8 to hit. Well, hold on. Kind of reach that point that whenever you have sneak attack.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, in that case, I'll do sneak attack.
So you get
8
plus 8 is 16. Unfortunately, that does not hit.
Alright, so for my bonus action, would I still have advantage or would that make me obviously shit because I missed?
That would do you.
I'm assuming. Okay, so in that case, I would just do a normal crossbow shot. That'd be an 8 modifier for it total.
Still not better than my.
Oh, yeah.
15. Okay.
Hit him once.
And then that does 1d.
1d6 plus your dex.
1d6 plus my dex. So it's going to be 1d6 plus 5. So 18. Well, 8. Sorry, 8.
8.
Ignore me.
Okay.
Sorry, 8.
Cool. At the end of your turn, Mr. Archie. Oh, wait, shit. You did just go. Yeah, you just went. I'm sorry, I had it out of order.
Top it.
You're right.
You just cut my stuff then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand. It's all good.
Yep, my bad.
That's what I was like, excuse me? I was like, this went fast. What did I miss?
Okay, Mongo.
That much.
Yes.
Dongo.
It is your turn.
Jingo. Jingo. Jungo.
How much movement do I have?
Sorry.
Yeet.
You have 40 feet.
Yeet.
Rage and charge on the fuck in there.
Yeah, but if I do that and it goes terribly wrong, I'll be out of range for any human.
Do you have a crossbow of some sort?
But you are...
You are a ranger.
Raging, so you would take half damage.
Yeet.
Plus, we do have two healers, in case shit gets messy.
Can I pass off my turn to him and then come back to me?
That's not a good
you
idea.
You can hold a specific action, so you could hold your attack.
Yeet.
You could hold...
He could hold raging.
You could hold rage.
But he won't be able to do anything after he rages.
Right.
Yeet.
And unless you take it, you just don't
do
take
it.
Damage, your
yeet
rage
his
is
ass
over.
And then rush in. Because, wait, hold on. If you do yeet him, though, just be ready, because he might hop into an ass whooping.
We'll see. I've got a good feeling about this.
So, yeet him.
If we can't heal you.
Homeboy's going to have to run up at me a little bit.
That's fine. I'll go out like the hero that I am.
Movements do not count as actions, correct?
Right. You get your movement, your action, and a bonus action.
Oh, no. My axe is going right down this thread.
Okay. So, I am going to walk up.
Wait.
I'm 30 feet away.
Is it possible to stop combat and try to persuade? Clearly, you're going to take a disadvantage seeing how you're in the middle of combat. No.
Like a fucking
shut up! I'm going to walk up 15 feet.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to rage.
Uh-huh.
No one is in
my
area.
And neither is the dragon.
Sounds a waste of a rage.
You're 30 feet. If you move 15 feet...
It's outside of range, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't redo that, can I?
You would just need to... You need to move the
full... Yeah, I need to go up.
Then
yeah. All right, fine. I'll go 20 feet and raid, because that'll put me at the very edge.
Yep.
And I need that extra 10 feet at the end.
Yep. You'll take...
And then I'm going to draw my greatsword and run up and slash...
Don't write it
down.
Okay.
Using another 10 feet of my 40 for movement.
Okay.
No.
That is a 9
plus
7. That is a miss.
You get a second attack, though.
Yes, you get a second attack. First attack misses. Just barely misses.
Use that bonus action.
I'm going to
go reckless.
I go reckless, I die.
You take half damage from everything.
You're raging.
All right, fine. Fuck it. I'm going reckless.
Okay. So roll it with advantage. So roll it twice. Keep the best.
All right, 21.
21. Okay, that is going to hit.
One of my bonuses is plus 2 damage.
Yes. So.
You plus 2 from the rage.
You 2d6 plus your strength plus 2.
So it's 2d6 plus 6. I hope the other one's just as good.
6.
It thankfully can't be worse.
So, 7,
13.
11, 13. Okay. Cool. With its second legendary action, it's going to use a wing attack.
Shoulda.
Lock it up. Hear this.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Did you hit any of those?
Can I jump in the way?
No.
How much was the damage for that? Did you do any damage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did 13 points.
Good shit.
Okay, where's my damage?
Up at the top.
18.
18? Okay, so you take half of 7, so you take 4 points of damage.
That's not bad.
That could have been a lot worse. A lot worse.
I like this, what you guys did here, because
as long as he keeps it to
if it was any other Black Dragon, really worry about up to par...
Don't worry, I'm being able to take some fruit. Just keep me alive.
He's not an ancient.
That's something like I respect him. Yeah. You guys did good.
Stubby!
Right!
Join me!
Let's go, Meat Nugget.
Alright. So, how far am I from him?
You're about 25, 30 feet.
Yeah, you're roughly
That's very important.
Yeah,
which one is it?
I'd say you're 25 feet. You were in the front.
I am within striking range.
Yes, you could use your movement and get there. Sure,
okay, I am going to go in a dead sprint.
Okay.
Right? Jump off of Mongo's back.
Uh-huh.
And take my axe and drive it into this dragon's face.
Okay. Make me an athletics check.
Even better, I got you. You go left wing, I'll go right wing.
Is there anything I can do to try and help him?
Let's get it.
All right, I'm going left wing.
Really jump with us.
I'm going left wing. He's going right wing.
That's the move.
Okay.
So I mean, clearly have to wait until my turn.
To his left wing.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're not jumping. And you know what? Can I attach my chain to my axe?
That would take a turn.
Would that?
As I say,
okay.
It's
now hold on.
Getting intricate.
I'm using my action surge.
Okay. Okay.
Chain the axe.
Chain the axe.
Good man.
Okay.
Getting fucking weird.
It is.
Oh,
it's getting weird. That's okay.
Mother campaign. This was a huge thing. We fought our first dragon. We had me as a child.
You gotta keep him pinned.
Yeah. Okay.
Our dog riding cavalier rat folk trying to jump and take out the other wing. It was pretty dope.
Okay.
My chain is hooked to my axe.
Okay.
This way, once my axe is driven into him, he ain't going nowhere.
You're all 5 foot one. 180 pounds of you.
Guess who's standing right next to me at this point? You ass.
I don't think my character can hold down a dragon, but fuck it, we'll try it.
Okay.
You'd be surprised what a nat 20
can do for a man. You don't have to hold down the dragon. You just gotta be ready to action for
it. Right, what
am
I rolling for?
It's weird. Split its wing.
Oh, it's gonna get real.
Oh, what am I rolling for?
Make an attack.
That's
an 18 plus.
I'm fairly certain at this point he's not fucking with the dragons.
It's a 25.
Yeah.
Okay, so roll me some damage.
That's a 12-sided dice. So.
Whoops.
Okay, so
nine. Okay. Cool. And Fane.
So you hit?
Oh, I hit.
Oh, he hit.
You did 5.
You're leaving
five
the axe
gone.
In there?
Oh, I am leaving the axe dug in there. I'm holding
on
to the chain.
What, one,
okay.
Two, four, five.
The chain.
You do not know what number 3 or number 6 do. You have two attacks.
I'll do my double attack, right?
Yep.
First one will be a magical.
It simulates you hanging onto its head.
Okay.
Second one will be not magical.
Okay. Roll the magic one first.
Which arrow are you shooting?
Six.
Right. See, here's the plan.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to work, but all right.
27.
That's going to hit.
What's your strength? Oh, yeah.
You don't roll any extra damage. It's a DC 11 wisdom save.
Okay. That's a 16.
Okay. Roll your straight damage, and at some point in the future, on a different show where something fails its save, you'll find out what that arrow does.
Yeah.
Do I add 4 to it?
It's just like
8 plus 4, D8 plus 4.
Treat it like a normal arrow shot.
8.
Okay. And your second attack?
And just be unhappy that you don't get to find out what it does.
Wait, we're not going to see what we're not going to get to finish this?
Oh, no.
No. She doesn't get to see what that arrow does.
I thought you said be happy.
It made the save.
It made the save.
You made the save, so the extra effect doesn't happen.
8.
Okay.
Since you gentlemen won't be here, I'll show you. Because you can't. You can't, and I hope we'll not spoil it.
We will. I don't play it.
Okay.
It's a number 6.
Bear's turn.
Wait. Oh, that would have been gold. That would have been gold.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have solved a lot of problems.
All I ask is that you please don't tell her.
That would have seriously pissed it off.
Yeah.
Okay, it will... Does it have to move up?
Yes, it would have to move up to get him.
All right, it'll move up.
Okay.
And do claws.
Okay. You guys are hitting on everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of fucked up and attacked a black dragon, so we kind of got 13. To at this point.
No. Oh. Z!
Yeah.
It's your turn, kid.
I'm going to use Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay. So go ahead and...
second level.
Okay.
So 2d8.
Plus 4.
2d8 plus 4.
Give me the 8.
Even on death's door.
Way to be a
still player. An asshole.
Fuck yeah!
Got an 8.
Cool.
Full health.
Cool. So, it's back to the top of initiative, and on Oriel Straz's turn, he gets his breath weapon back. But that's okay, because he's got some buckwits in range. He's pretty mad. So.
Go ahead. Use your fire breath on me, or whatever type of breath it is. No. You'll be breathing it on your own fucking wing.
You're on his arm.
He's immune.
To wait, what?
Well, that is some bullshit.
To his own breath weapon?
That is some bullshit.
To the damage of his breath weapon?
That is bullshit, but whatever. You know what?
Okay, so he's going to... Mongo is in front. Yes?
Yep.
Cool. He's going to attempt to bite you.
But I'm still raging.
That's fine. That's going to be a 30 to hit.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a what?
He's 30 to hit.
Mongo!
Let's just
do it. I believe in you.
You know what? You roll
even
a 20.
If we nat 20,
if you roll a 20, you're good.
Just no, it's just, 20. It's not 30 damage. It's just a 30 to hit. He hits you.
Well, that's a 19. Now, hold on.
So if you roll a nat 20.
I don't think you're rolling anything.
Yeah, no, you're
it's
not
just
rolling
a normal
anything.
He's just
he hits you.
Oh.
So oh, yeah, because
you take 11 points of piercing damage. Does that get halved?
Yeah, I'm raging.
Okay,
yeah.
So you take 6 points of piercing damage and 7 points of acid damage.
So you're taking...
Does not get halved.
You're not taking 11.
Yeah, you're taking 11.
You're taking 12.
No, 6 and 7 is 13.
Or 13. Yeah. I knew it was one of those.
And the bear is up there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's going to...
I need healed.
Try and claw the bear.
I need hit points.
23. 23 to hit the bear. And
oh my goodness, look how cute you are.
That's going to be 11 points of slashing damage to the bear.
I am below half.
And with its third attack, really can't get at the...
But you can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the dumbass dwarf is on your wing.
Yeah, the dwarf is on the wing. So
but you can't use slash or bite.
I mean, honestly, he can bite.
Bite your own wing.
Actually,
go for it.
No, no.
You should definitely take damage from bite on your own.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, no. He's going to attempt a tail attack.
That would have been earlier.
On your wing?
What am I rolling?
You're not rolling anything yet.
Yeah, it's against AC.
You didn't do that in this combat.
You're not.
So you're good.
Axe is in the wing. You're holding on to the axe by the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a 28.
But you have to go up and touch it.
Keep in mind, your tail's going up over your wing.
No, his tail's going around his body. You're on the ground, right?
No,
I'm on the wing.
He's flying, isn't he?
Okay.
Well, maybe.
I'm not. He's not necessarily flying, but I'm not on the ground. I am on the wing.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay.
He's off the ground.
So your tail is coming up and smashing down on your wing if you want me.
That's fine. That's... This is the damage to his wing. This would be the damage to you.
Okay.
Wait.
So he will take 7 points himself, and you will take 12.
Does not seem like a good trade.
Now hold on. My armor class has no effect on this or anything?
No, he hit you with a 23.
You lost. You lost that.
Yeah. I lost that one. How much you say it took?
23.
12. You take 12.
12, so...
That puts you at what?
30. It is Payday's turn.
What'd that put you at?
33.
Oh, yeah, you're in a hell of a lot better condition than me.
I'm going to hex the dragon.
If I get really hit, I'm dead.
Bonus action, right?
Yep, targeting dex.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take a shot. It is engaged with someone in combat, so I will have advantage on this
attack. Yes, you will.
I'm not going to hit it, though.
No?
Not with a 16.
Just barely.
So... Just barely hits?
Miss.
Okay.
Just, I mean, ba uno.
We need 17s to hit.
Yes. So that is that.
I'll move over here out in the, and away from folks.
That's a good plan, I think. Miss Ezrella.
Yes?
What are you going to do? It's your turn.
I'm going to move up here.
Okay.
So I can touch him.
Okay. You're going to touch Mongo?
Yeah, and I'm going to use Cure Wounds at second level.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
2d8. That's a d10. That's an 8.
That's 17 points of healing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 17.
That puts me back to 40.
Okay.
Sweet.
Archie.
Thank you.
Well, it's my time. Keep in mind,
hey,
you changed dangling down, which nobody's taken into account.
You still had a bonus action if you had anything you wanted to do there.
Or
if you had motion,
attempt to
I'd
rip him into the fucking ground and put him in the prone.
That's all. Like, we got one. Wait.
Can I move back to my original spot?
So wait, how can I use
or at least as far as her motion will let her?
Yeah, she's absolutely.
She still has bonus action. Strength,
you could
rip him down.
Okay, put
him
in thank the you.
I don't have strength for that, though.
It leaves it up to Mongo.
We got a strat, though. So I'm going to go for his right wing.
Go for his right wing.
All
right,
so I'm going to jump off of Mongo.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going for his right wing.
Okay.
So what do I got to roll?
Make an acrobatics check.
Same as before.
Yep.
12 plus 8.
You definitely leap into the air and you're going after that wing.
Alright, so I gotta roll for the attack?
Yep.
believe
you. Yahtzee.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yahtzee.
Roll me damage.
And so that's going to be for the short sword?
Yep.
So it's going to be 5d8.
You ain't flying nowhere, bitch.
Yeah, 5d8. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I believe that's the 8.
I won't hesitate, bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's an 8.
Okay.
So 8 and 7. I'm going to need some calculations here.
8, 7 plus your dex.
Oh, it's 5d8, right? Yeah, it says 5d.
No. That's your hit dice to heal yourself.
Ignore me. Oh, I'm fucking stupid. Yeah. 1d6 plus 5. All right.
Oh, okay.
I was like, okay.
Well, hold on. It's engaged. So
who? Oh, yeah. You get sneak attack.
You'll get sneak attack, which yeah. should be another 3d6.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. So 3d6. Neat.
So it should be
4d6.
Yep.
5, 6, 1, and 2.
That's 12, 14. Cool.
And then for my bonus, I'm going for the dagger. Try to sink that in the other wing.
Okay.
So it's going to be plus 8. I got to roll to actually see if I hit. 17.
That'll hit.
And then that's going to be 1d4 plus 5. It's going to be my triangle. 4 plus 5, 9. Let's go!
Oriel Straz lets out a deep guttural roar. He is looking pretty rough. He is pretty angry.
So look, we're just saying, there's a big ass chain hanging from one of his wings.
Every
you could yank his
single
ass
person
ground.
At the table to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh.
20.
So just our dice plus wisdom modifier?
Yep.
It's been real, boys.
13.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a done deal. I'm fucked.
Oh, you too?
Oh, I got a 1, and I have a 0 modifier.
What you got?
12.
22? A what?
You rolled
wisdom.
A 12.
Wisdom.
No.
No, 21. 21.
That, you rolled 21. A 20 on
5.
This one.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, you looked at completely wrong dice. Yes.
Well, I saw 1 on the 12, too. It was like, that? Oh, I got 20.
Not 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You
well, our plan.
Immediately let go.
Our plan went
of your axe.
To shit.
And you immediately move 30 feet away from the dragon. As do you.
Hey, my chain's still hanging from that axe, though.
You failed your wisdom saving throw.
I need my things.
You are scared shitless of this dragon. You cannot move any closer to him.
Okay. Don't plan on it.
You failed. You cannot move any closer. And are you within 30 feet?
No, she moved back.
No,
I'd have been like right on the 30-foot mark.
Okay.
What'd you do? 12.
Okay, yeah. You can't move any closer.
Okay.
So it's literally just me and the bear.
I
just
need
you and the bear in range.
To remember, I still have chains hanging from the dragon's wing on
what?
My axe.
Yank his ass to the ground. That's what
put him
get
in
at.
The prone.
Put him in the car.
How much damage would that do?
That's not
it's
the
not
point.
About that.
It's not
it's,
a matter
it makes
of
it
damage.
Easier.
It is.
You made your save. You can go wherever you want. Everybody
it's
else is
It's not
spread.
A matter of how much damage it does.
Yeah.
It's a matter
you,
of how much damage it's going to limit him from doing.
And
because it puts him at a disadvantage.
Mongo
yeah.
are not afraid.
You're not the least bit intimidated by this.
I've got an idea.
What are you going to do?
Is it a beautiful,
I'm still raging, correct?
Yes.
All right, sweet. I was going to say, I get 3 for long rest, so I was just going to do it again anyways.
Nope, you're good.
I'm going to slash with my first attack.
Okay.
2d6.
You need to attack first.
Yeah.
Are you going reckless?
I don't think it matters the way his look is.
I mean, I can.
It's up to you.
You want me to re-roll it?
What was that?
That was an 11.
Okay, so that's going to be 18. So if you go reckless, you would get advantage. And you could roll again to see if you get a 20.
Would that count as my second attack, or am I still
no.
on
the
first?
No,
you'd still get your second attack. And your second attack would be reckless as well.
Yeah.
I'll go reckless.
Okay.
Try for that 20. If not, I'll just keep the 18.
Okay.
Or I could take a 24.
Either one. Yeah. So that's going to hit. So go ahead and roll your second attack.
I'm not doing a specific second attack.
You go for the
chain.
Okay.
So roll your 2d6.
2d6 plus 2.
Plus 6.
Plus 6. Yeah. Because you're raging.
8, 2, 16.
16. Okay.
Wait, that's the math on that's not right.
3, 5, 7.
Plus 4.
11. Oh, yeah, so 11.
Okay.
11. Okay.
Hey, baby.
Okay.
And then...
still playing D&D.
Almost with done. My...
I know. It's
raging
yeah, I just want you to
shit, I am going to attempt to grab the two chains and pin him down.
How this time?
You realize that this is a...
yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for it.
Okay. So okay. Go ahead and make a athletics check.
Well, that ain't working.
That'd be a
16.
You have a hold of both chains, and you are digging in as hard as you can, and your feet are sliding in the dirt.
But it is grappled?
It is currently
you are?
Not going anywhere.
Are they
going
to be there when
I'm letting out constant guttural screams. Fucking kill this bitch.
Huh?
Way to go, okay. Mongo! All
right, I'm still going
to
be taking care of business.
You can't move closer, so give it all you
closer.
Got.
I'm going to take my other chain.
Uh-huh.
Attach it to my heavy crossbow.
I know, but if the kids are
okay.
there.
And fire that bitch right at his face.
I'm going to say that you can do that, but it's going to be at disadvantage on the roll. Because okay. you are significantly right. altering the arrow.
Yeah, wait. What is the benefit of adding the chain to it, homie?
It gives you another thing to grab onto.
Yeah, but it doesn't do any damage, and I've already got it grabbed.
On look, his, let's put it this way. If you
on
have,
his turn, he is going to oppose your grappling of him again.
Just look, do the damage.
Exactly.
Do the damage.
That would technically give us advantage,
we won't
right?
attach the chain.
Huh? It would technically give us advantage because he's grappled.
It would give you advantage, but he's already grappled, so...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would end up as a straight roll, because it'd be disadvantage on the
you
attack.
Know, we'll just fire a straight arrow right at this motherfucker's face.
Okay.
Well, then that would be an advantage.
Yes. That would be an advantage. So roll twice, keep the best.
Well, we got a nat 20 on that first roll.
There you go. So go ahead and roll your damage and double the dice.
Need a 10-sided dice here?
Yep, there you go.
That would be a 9.
Okay.
Just listen to Alan Walker right now.
So 9 and 9 is 18 plus your strength.
Plus strength is 4, so...
22. Okay.
Yo, that is a heavy fucking crossbow bolt.
Okay. Fane. You're up.
Please, fuck this motherfucker up.
I can't make any promises.
Ooh, that is... You're welcome, by the way. You wanted me fucking dead, and the only reason this is about to work is because of me. You're fucking welcome.
Hey! I'm the one that's got the damn thing grappled.
And if it
I
wasn't
was
for me, we wouldn't have.
Credit.
If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have the chain on.
Let's see
for
your stumpy
you
ass
it.
Go grapple the dragon.
I was gonna try, but you know what? The motherfucker's loud, and it scared me, so I ran.
7 people have laid ways to a challenge 14 plus some augmented.
I told you.
Just shoot him.
Okay.
Regular? Or are you using any of the
specials?
We
smart. We is kind.
There's only
and we is important.
The only one you haven't used yet is...
Are we about to take down the Black Dragon?
I hope so.
I really do. I really hope so, too, because that'd be a hell of a way to end the match.
Six won't be back yet. Six is unlike all the others. It does not come back quickly.
Yeah, 15 doesn't hit, does it?
No, 15 doesn't hit. You want to try and shoot him again?
Well, hold on. Doesn't she have the advantage?
Oh, yeah, you have advantage. She's
Everybody's grappled. Got an advantage on this.
So go ahead and... Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah.
21.
Ooh, hit. Yeah.
You were using number 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Add another 2d4.
Is that the one with the will save?
What kind of
damage is it? Number 4 was the one with the will save?
A kind that it's not immune.
Wait.
Well, that was number 6, right?
Yeah. That's all.
Use number 6, please.
Right? I did roll all that?
I don't know where that 6 came from.
No, I don't roll that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 4s and a 8?
Yeah.
Which one did she say she was using?
She's using the one arrow she doesn't
4,
know about
3,
yet.
1, 8.
8, 12.
Fantastic. All right.
12?
So, if I may.
Yeah.
As that arrow looses from your bow, turns into this snowball, is the best descriptor. And it just smashes into the side
exactly
of it.
Why I want hitting a dragon might.
It does cold maybe damage.
Maybe
it does cold
a cannonball.
So...
That'd be nice.
Okay, you did cold damage to a fire-breathing dragon. That's probably better.
AZ. That's a real slap in the face, though.
AZ.
How much damage
did you get? 12.
It is your go.
It's a bold move,
Wait,
Cotton.
This is only your first
attack. Yeah, do I get to go?
She still has her second attack.
I'm sorry.
Do I get advantage on this one, too?
Yes. It is grappled.
Nat
20.
Ladies and gentlemen. With the crits.
Roll your damage.
Hey, sweetheart.
And triple that shit.
If you could do something different than you've done every other time on a critical hit, that'd be super.
Oh, Jesus.
1d8, double it, plus your dex.
She has done minimum damage on every critical hit she's gotten.
Wait. D8.
1d8.
Just one. Roll a d8 and then double it.
Get an 8.
7.
Close enough. 14. We'll take the 14.
Plus.
4 is 18.
Ooh!
Okay.
Dax, manage.
We're doing some serious damage to this damn
thing. I don't know if you folks at home can hear that, but that was a heavy sigh.
Chad doesn't look too happy, but I feel like his dragon's about to get fucked up.
Kesley? I'm hoping it doesn't make it out of the grapple.
It's your turn.
It is your turn.
Fuck this thing up. Don't worry about healing anybody.
Oriel Straz looks just absolutely terrible.
I also have him pinned down, so you have the advantage.
He is bleeding.
Guiding bolt.
Yeah.
You have advantage. Are you upcasting it?
What does that mean?
You've got the advantage.
It's a level 1 spell. She could cast it.
Oh, okay. You've so got up the to advantage. Level 3 or level 2.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What level are you casting it at?
Level 3.
3.
Okay.
Yes.
I love everybody's like yes.
What'd you get?
You have advantage on the roll though.
All again.
Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
14 plus 6 20.
Okay. So roll your d6s. Do you have enough?
1, 2, 3.
We'll work together. Give her 4, d6s. 5,
6.
66.
Does she need more?
2, 3.
Here, take mine.
I believe she has enough now.
Your six. Oh, there's
three,
your
six. Three,
seven, 10, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
16?
Yeah.
Yep,
16.
Oh, yeah. We're hitting dragon's ass.
Ruh-roh! How would you like to do this?
Oh, never mind.
Kick his ass, sea bass.
You never get the chance to kill
it. Are you asking how we want to finish it?
How she wants to kill it.
Finish it. Make this sound like some
holy shit. Put it down the middle.
Yeah?
Straight down the middle.
Woo!
Okay. Your guiding bolt flies out away from you, smacks the dragon right in the snout, and just, you see it just cut this perfect line right down through it. He lets out this one last final guttural roar. And he falls over, down. And you just kind of kind of separates and squishes.
And all you see stuck in the middle is me reluctantly letting go of the chains.
Can I have me just
act? Say act my everybody make me a perception check.
A perception check?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nat 20.
Natural 1.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 18.
18.
No matter about that one
nat 20.
Hey, in my guy's defense, he just pinned down a dragon, so yeah, he ain't too worried about what else is going on around him right now.
Okay, well,
in my defense, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been able to pin down a dragon. In fact, it was my chain that won that battle.
Yeah, but it was my strength, so...
Wait, listen up.
Who got the nat one?
And her.
Everybody else, as you're looking at this dragon kind of look like it's melting and sliding sideways on the ground... Behind the dragon, you see in a shadow in the sky that.
Of course we do.
But now it's more like that.
Oh, shit.
Why does it look angry?
It looks very angry. The sky begins to darken. The rain starts pouring. And then the shadow's gone.
Wait, question. Did it grow another two fingers, or was it another hand?
No, no. It looked like two extra tentacles.
Oh.
Mm. We got problems, boys.
Damn it. I'm just saying, I just pinned down a dragon. Fuck you guys, I'm going to bed.
You killed Oriel Straz. He is dead. He is no more.
You sisters.
Oh!
Fuck that bitch up.
Yo, we was fucking it up.
How many times did someone actually pin down a dragon?
That wasn't supposed to happen, was it?
Get
no.
It.
No, that Oriel Straz was not supposed to die.
And that brings this episode to an end, folks.
We'll be back next time with more. No Sophoratu.
What?
No Sophoratu.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You talking about Nosferatu? Why are you pronouncing it like that?
Nosferatu?
So that's you?
That's how they pronounce it on SpongeBob.
Because my kids are assholes.
Can I have you?
All right, we'll be back next time, folks.